AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. A vote is expected in the Senate later today on a funding bill that could end a government shutdown. It's unlikely. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says a lot is on the line.
If the Democrats do not vote to open the government tonight, federal workers will not receive their next full paycheck. Additionally, the special supplemental nutrition program for women, infants, and children will run out of federal money very soon.
Democrats are insisting on renewing subsidies to cover health insurance costs for millions of households, while President Trump wants to preserve existing spending levels. Israeli and Hamas officials launched indirect talks in Egypt on a U.S.-drafted peace plan to end the war in Gaza.
In Deir al-Balah, central Gaza Strip, Wadi al-Ras, displaced from the Shatta refugee camp in northern Gaza, tells the AP, "We hope the delegation traveling to Sharm el-Sheikh will end this war. For 2 years we have been in ruins, with people displaced in the streets." If some Palestinians are hopeful, others are more skeptical. Nabila Shuna, displaced from Gaza City, tells the AP, "There's not 1% hope, because they gave us hope before and said there would be a truce, and then the truce was ruined. We are 2 years into this war, and we have not seen any progress or anything on the ground that would make us hopeful." The latest push for peace comes after Hamas accepted some elements of the U.S. peace plan. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Illinois leaders went to court today to stop President Trump from sending National Guard troops to Chicago. The legal challenge came hours after a judge blocked the Guard's deployment in Portland, Oregon. Three scientists, including Americans Mary Brunkow and Fred Ramsdell, won the Nobel Prize in Medicine for discoveries about how the body ensures immune cells attack intruders, but not our own tissues. The findings advanced the search for autoimmune disease treatments, as well as work in cancer and organ transplants. This is AP News. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey says she will take action after a shooting in Montgomery left two people dead.
Ivey said that Alabama will increase its role in public safety following the mass shooting. Montgomery police said the shooting began when one of the 14 victims was targeted, leading others to fire their own weapons. Seven of the victims are under 20. Ivey said Capitol troopers will expand their patrol areas and she'll seek more resources for state law enforcement. No arrests have been announced as of Monday morning. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A Navajo tribe-owned company bid $186,000 to lease 167 million tons of coal on federal lands in Montana in the biggest U.S. coal sale in more than a decade. The offer from the Navajo Transitional Energy Company equates to one-tenth of a penny per ton, underscoring coal's diminished value, even as President Trump pushes to mine and burn more of the heavily polluting fuel. Federal officials did not immediately say if they would accept the offer. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
There's still time to save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Create stunning patios and strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, get free estimates fast with our easy-to-use design and buy program in-store or on Menards.com. Don't miss out. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards. Save.